USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump and First Lady Melania Trump taking time on this Memorial Day to remember those who have given their lives for the United States. Speaking at Fort McHenry National Monument in Baltimore, the president says,
I stand before you at this noble fortress of American liberty to pay tribute to the immortal souls who fought and died to keep us free.
Secretary of Veterans Affairs Robert Wilkie shares memories of his childhood that make Memorial Day so meaningful to him.
I've often said that when a classmate was called to the principal's office during those times in my youth, there was always a chance that that child wasn't going to a doctor's appointment, that there was bad news from Southeast Asia.
Wilkie, speaking there on Fox News, also talks about his father, who he described as a grievously wounded combat soldier. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Balance of nature, changing the world one life at a time.
I've had a lot of really great days back-to-back, which has been a huge blessing. Even my doctor told me, because they asked me to bring everything in that I take on a daily basis, he was very encouraged by seeing what I was taking, and he said he didn't care how many I had, and he said it's food. And the form that it's in was something that he was very, because he's an avid learner, and he's always researching, and he's always excited to see new things. And he told me, this will be good. This will help you immensely with the nutrition that you need.
Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Start your journey to better health today by calling 1-800-246-8751 or by going to balanceofnature.com. And make sure to receive this special radio offer by using discount code USA.
A new Wall Street Journal report says there's a rise in prescriptions for anti-anxiety, depression, and sleep aids during the coronavirus pandemic. Prescriptions for anti-anxiety medications rose over 10% in the month of March, and prescriptions for sleep aids rose over 18%. You're listening to USA Radio News. President Trump is threatening to move the Republican National Convention away from Charlotte, North Carolina. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes reports from Washington.
On Twitter on Sunday, President Trump went after the Democratic governor of North Carolina, Roy Cooper, for being, quote, unable to guarantee that by August we will be allowed full attendance in the arena. The president demanding a quick answer on, quote, whether or not the space will be allowed to be fully occupied. The president said if full occupancy isn't allowed, the party will be reluctantly forced to find another place to hold the convention.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association Annual Convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA President, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians or public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
Ambulance companies are suffering major financial losses in the coronavirus pandemic because of an interaction between state government regulations and Medicare payment policy. In an effort to combat hospital overcrowding during the coronavirus pandemic, states have required ambulances to treat patients at home if possible. Yet Medicare only reimburses ambulances when they transport a patient to a hospital, and most private insurers follow Medicare's lead. Express EMS is an ambulance company that serves parts of New York City. They're saying they've lost over $700,000 since the pandemic began. President Trump will be on hand for the SpaceX launch on Wednesday, and USA Radio Network's John Hunt has the details.
President Donald Trump plans to be on the Florida coast Wednesday to watch American astronauts blast into orbit from the Kennedy Space Center for the first time in over a decade. It'll be the first time since the space shuttle program ended that U.S. astronauts will launch into space aboard an American rocket from American soil. Also new, a private company, not NASA, is running the show. Elon Musk's SpaceX is the conductor and NASA the customer as businesses begin chauffeuring astronauts to the International Space Station. With the American shuttles no longer in use, the U.S. has had to rely on Russia for rides to the station.
And a very happy Memorial Day to everyone, and thank you for your service if you served in the military. For more news, you can always find us online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.